Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
I'm inviting you to our website, by the way. Freetalklive.com is the place to go to enjoy a whole bunch of stuff and enjoy it free, because that's the way good talk show websites should be, unlike those other talk show hosts that seem to want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, so do enjoy that over at freetalklive.com. We're going to jump right into your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. Laura is on the line to start things out here.
Hi.
In California. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I was curious, why is it that the United States borrows money from China now and not the Federal Reserve like usually do?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they're still borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. And, in fact, is China even going to give the United States a loan? Is that really the case?
I would think they'd
learn their lesson by now.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, why do we have to go to China to begin with is what I mean.
Why didn't they just get more money
from the Federal Reserve?
Oh, you mean the federal government? Why did they have to go to China?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me jump in here. So China has just recently downgraded the credit rating of the United States, which is probably one step of many to come, where they will basically rid themselves of the trillion-dollar deficit that they're, or surplus in U.S. dollars that they're sitting on. Why does the U.S. go to other countries? Because it adds strength to the dollar. It shows that other people are still willing to invest in the dollar, whereas if they just print it all, it's immediately hyperinflationary because, you know, they're just monetizing the debt. They're just printing dollars, creating it from nothing with no accompanying value. Whereas when they go to China or Germany or any of the other countries that they borrow money from, they're actually exporting wealth from another country through that loan. Does that make sense?
Kind of. All right. Thank you so much.
Both of them are crappy solutions, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the best idea is, of course, to abolish the federal government entirely and then allow the monetary systems to be developed by the marketplace, by the people out there in search of a profit who want to provide, to provide that go-between for people, to provide different methods of getting business done and do it in a way that satisfies people, in a way that is impossible to inflate because of competition, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We go to Nico in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nico.
Yeah, so I have a question on how to convert from the kind of state-run society that we live in now to more free state or completely free state. And the reason I ask this question is because it would just be kind of impractical if some were just to dismantle the government, or if the government were just to go away tomorrow. I mean, I hope that most people would be able to see that that would just create a big power vacuum, and there would be a lot of other greedy people who would rise into power, and people would fall for it because, I mean, they're desperate for something, and they're desperate for people to be able to control their lives. And
people have to understand that they don't need government, that they can sort of contract with others and make arrangements with others to provide for the basic things that they have.
Yeah, we're a long way away from
right. The evolution needs to occur between their ears before it can ever occur in real life. And you're absolutely right, Nico. If tomorrow they shut down the government schools and the teachers knew they weren't going to get paid, and they told the principals and the administrators and everybody, go home, you're not needed here, it'd be absolute chaos.
Oh, no. If they shut down the government schools, it'd be fine.
Not immediately.
He was talking about an entire government shutdown.
Right, I understand. But I'm trying to give a picture in that area. In the area of education of kids, it would be chaos. I mean, the kids wouldn't have places to go. Where would you teach all the
kids? They don't have
the
anywhere to go during the summertime either, and they managed to make it through those several months. So I think that if tomorrow all the government schools shut down, the marketplace would come up with solutions.
A lot of people rely very heavily on the government to teach their kids.
No,
if it wasn't for
that.
The government teaching their kids to read, they wouldn't read.
It wouldn't be chaos, Mark. It would be people seeking solutions, and then the people in the marketplace.
A lot of people
wouldn't
seek any solutions. That would be chaotic. They wouldn't do anything.
I thought you
about
said
it.
They wanted their kids to be educated.
What are you talking about?
Well, didn't you just say that people want their kids to be educated and they rely on the government for that?
Yeah, they do.
Right. So this would mean they wouldn't be able to rely on the government, so they would seek a solution to get their kids
educated.
Do you
think the best solution is shutting down government schools tomorrow, Nimrod?
I didn't say that would be the best solution, Mark. I just said that if that happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
It
like
wouldn't be. None of this would be the end of the world, man.
Well, you're pretending that there would be some sort of chaos involved in that. And
you don't think it would be chaos. Apparently, you don't know what chaos means.
No, it would be the marketplace moving toward a voluntary order.
And the parents would all have a couple grand extra in their pockets because they're not paying all this in property taxes.
But I think if the schools were just to shut down just one day, just not be open, I honestly... The way people act, the irrational behavior that they have, if they're not educated in a free market society and that they can be educated privately, they won't go, oh, we're just going to try to create a free solution or whatever. There's just going to be people who are going, their government schools are closed down, or they're going to get angry and start protesting, and it's not going to result in a real practical solution. And I really think that, like you said, and this is what I've thought for a long time, I just haven't really heard you address it as much, but I haven't really been in tune for a while, but that you really need to educate people on the ideas of liberty.
And absolutely.
It would be cool to like start up some kind of, I don't know, some kind of website or a center where you could just put somebody who doesn't know about any of these ideas and have them start off and get them acquainted to these ideas all the way up to going down to is fine-tuned, if not more fine-tuned than like the market for liberty, basically explaining every single thing and coming up with all these ideas and things like that to educate people.
Yeah.
You have to really change the mindset of the people before it would work.
True. And I think certainly directing people to a website or giving them the market for liberty is a great way to do that. A lot of people are not willing to read or listen to an entire book on a subject that they, you know, may not care anything about.
Right, they don't care anything about. They don't want to learn anything new. This, unfortunately, Nico, this happens somewhere in your life. You think you've got it all nailed down as to how this particular area of life works, and then you stop trying to learn in that area. I think it's a constant battle for, people that like the ideas of learning new things to, sort of, battle off that stodginess, but it happens to you.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, how far do you guys think you've gone since the Free State Project has started as far as really changing things and changing people's mindsets? And how much further do you think you have to go to really start getting the ball rolling? You know, I mean, you guys are changing things right now, but I mean, eventually if you make enough progress, I mean, you'll have just a bunch of momentum build up where it'll keep going faster and faster. I think
you're right. I think your analysis of the way things will work is probably pretty spot on. I mean, that tends to be growth curves, right? When you hit a certain point, it just starts going really dramatically upwards. But I don't know where we're at on that curve right now. That remains to
be seen.
We're
near the beginning of it.
We're certainly near the beginning. Yeah, there's a lot of minds that need to be changed, and at this point in the game, there are certainly some people that are digging in deep because of some of the activism that goes on around here. Even within the movement, there's constant critiquing and it's questioning of one another's tactics.
It's very early on. No one knows how things are going to look and how they're going to happen. The fact is the ideas of liberty, they are contagious. People like them. If you can get them to
pay attention.
Well, they will listen to someone. What you need to do is talk to that someone to get them to listen. So as these ideas spread, and they are spreading, I think that they need to spread in a geographic area, and that's why I moved to the Free State Project. But
it's pretty early on. I mean, as I've said before, I think just this week, we really only have a few dozen people in this particular vicinity, this area of New Hampshire. And, of course, as our listeners know, if you've been listening for a little while, we're part of the Free State Project. We all moved here, and same has been about a year and a half for you. For us, we're coming up on four. And I've seen a lot of change in the last 4 years, but I can't say. But most of that change has been from the ground level activism perspective. Like I see more activists here now, and I see them getting together more often and doing things more often than they did in the past.
Well,
but
there's been some changes here in Heme, for instance. Early on, Cop Watch didn't work. That meaning videotaping police officers. They hassled me about it when I did it. And I think I was the first one to do that here in the area, and I got some video and. I'm just kind of running away from the cops.
Tell you what, Nico, hang on, hold that thought. Okay. We're having some automation, I think, issues here. We're going to come back with more in a moment at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Like next to
your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you informed as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go and get on either our email list or Twitter or our Facebook. You can do one or all three of those or two, whatever works best for you. Get the news delivered in the way that is appropriate for your preferences. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live's teamed up with Midas Resources to bring gold and silver to our listeners at really great prices. If we've talked on Free Talk Live about gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, a barter currency, investment, and what we wanted to do, I found it very difficult to buy gold and silver because it was confusing. They'd offer you collector coins, those kind of things. I picked out some coins that I felt are the best way to get gold and silver into the hands of our listeners. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Check the prices there before you buy any place else. Buying there not only gets you great rates, but it helps Free Talk Live at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so once again, 800-259-9231. I think Nico is still with us. Nico, you there in Illinois?
I am.
All right, so you had called in tonight to ask about kind of where the movement is today, as far as, you know, how far along are we coming on this growth curve? What hopefully will inevitably hit a certain point. I don't know what it's called. I know there's a term for it where you hit a certain point and then things start skyrocketing upwards in popularity. Point of saturation, perhaps.
It's a different word, but I can't think of it.
Well, it's when we've got an idea and the idea spreads to a certain point, I think it's the point of saturation where people have absorbed the idea and accepted it, and then it can spread really quickly compared to it spreading slowly. And certainly, I think across the whole movement, the liberty movement is a wider spectrum around the world or around the country. Liberty is, and the message of freedom is certainly more popular today than it's ever been. Are we at a point of saturation yet? Certainly not. We still have all kinds of people out there that are clamoring for more government and more programs and more wealth, you know, forced wealth redistribution, etc. So on a nationwide level, I think there's a lot to be desired, and that's why I'm like Mark. I want to focus in one area. That's why I moved to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Project, to get active with other like-minded individuals. And even up here, we're still on the very beginning cusps of this movement. I mean, as I mentioned, we're only a few dozen people here in just the Keene area. Across the state, across all of New Hampshire, we're only talking about several hundred people distributed. And when I say a few dozen, I mean the ones I know about. Maybe there are some others that have moved in and they're real quiet and they don't come out and socialize with our group. That certainly could be the case. But if you look at the numbers, it's still early on. The people that are moving at this point are still considered early movers. And so everything that we can do at this point, I think, to bring more people here is for me, that's what I focus on. And there's been some critique, as always. Whenever it seems like whenever we do anything, there's critique from within the movement. Nothing is ever going to please everybody, and I understand that. So it used to be that, well, don't take your top off and don't smoke cannabis, and now it's don't drink water in the city council meeting. I mean, I'm amazed that people within this movement are upset that Sam and I and some other folks went to the city council meeting yesterday and had some water.
Yeah,
I'd
love to explain more about that because I'm really interested about that.
Well, we can talk more about that, but just the point I wanted to make was that, you know, people are critiquing us for that. You know, that's still not good enough. Even though we tried to get involved in the system and we had a piece of paper, a handout that was handed out to all the city councilors in advance explaining, you know, how it is that they can make a difference, that they can end this open container ordinance, and that's going to reduce aggression against peaceful people. And we listed out the ordinances for their convenience and everything. That all went out. So we're actually attempting to work within the system and enjoying a few beverages in the back of the room as at the same time in the audience area. But, you know, it's still not good enough for people. There's still those people that just want you to work within the system and only do what people in the system tell you to do, which, of course, is vote and run for office and beg politicians, basically. It's pretty much the only three things that in the system.
You can call your representative.
The last thing I want to do.
Yeah.
So I, you know what, I'm not sure exactly where I was going with that point, but nonetheless, it can be a little frustrating at times, right?
I agree with you. A lot of the activism that I do is geared towards getting these ideas out there, putting them in front of a lot of people so that a few of them, a handful perhaps, see it and say, hey, that's something that looks really exciting and interesting to me, and I want to move up there and be a part of it. So I think the idea now is to sort of bring people in and keep them coming here.
Yes.
And eventually, I've seen in the last year and a half or so that I've been here, I've seen the number of people around double. I've seen the activism pick up. I've seen mass arrests become kind of a regular thing here.
Yeah, we've had multiple mass arrests.
Not that that's what everybody has to come up here and do. That's not what this is about. It's something that happens, you know.
And it gets attention. And actually, I'm glad you wrapped that around, Sam, because that's where that's what I wanted to point out. One of the critiques was, well, aren't you worried that this is going to make it harder to soften the hearts of the statists? This kind of actions that were these civil disobedient actions that we're taking, these outside the system or even inside the system, but
this
not the way the system
is. Non-cooperation is what I would call it.
Right. So these actions, aren't you worried that it's going to make it difficult to soften the hearts of the statists, to reach out to the statists and to bring them on board? And that's not my intention. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to soften the hard-hearted or heartless almost. I know they're real people. They are people and they just misdirected. But that's not my goal. And my goal is what Sam is talking about, is to create a movement that's so exciting, so original, so interesting that the people around the country and around the world that are hearing about it want to be here more so than anywhere else. And when they come here, then they meld into society, they get jobs, they get out there, they make friends, and they counteract a lot of the misinformation that the statists are putting out there about us, the trash talk and the just nonsense, the anonymous comments and things like that, that, you know, you're effing idiots, etc., all the nastiness. It's people that will counteract those bad ideas. It's people that will counteract that misinformation. And I learned when I was in when I was working for the Libertarian Party down in Florida, reaching out to people at public events and talking to folks, it seemed to me, from my observations of having talked to hundreds and hundreds of people over years, that Republicans and Democrats were just real poor prospects compared to people that were non-voters or no party affiliation or third party affiliations. Those were people that were much easier to reach. They were people that were a better way for me to spend my time. So I quickly learned that some people are worth spending time on and others not so much. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said to the guy that was critiquing me, I said, look, go ahead and try to convert the hard-hearted statists or, you know, soften their hearts up and let me know how that goes for you. And in the meantime, I'll be working on recruiting people that already are on board with these ideas and bringing them here.
Yeah, when I was in jail, I read a book called Bury the Chains. It's about how the Quakers worked to abolish slavery in the Great British Empire. And one of the things that they pointed out is the politicians were the last ones to come on board with the idea of abolishing slavery, because most of them owned shares of the plantations where the slaves were being used, and they were directly the ones profiting from it in the first place. So it wasn't until it just became obvious that, you know, the boat's setting sail towards freedom and you guys better get on or you're going to be left behind, that they finally came on board.
Nico, we've been blathering on here. I know you've been trying to get in, so I want to hang on to Nico here for a little bit more and make sure he gets a chance to get his thoughts out at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
The golden flaxseed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flaxseed available. Benefits of golden flaxseed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flaxseed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free, including listening options, live streams, broadband and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen at all times to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, even 3 in the morning. It's there for you.
The cam's got a special bonus on it this evening.
What a female?
Yep, that's right. True. It's unusual. We don't usually have girls in the Free Talk Live studios. We've got one.
Cam.freetalklive.com. Yeah, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com for our listening options, and it's all free.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? With the help of some experts, I've put together a weight loss formula, and all you have to do is take these pills. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You don't have to go to the gym more often. Try dieting, which doesn't work for me. And I've managed to, and I priced them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight that you have been trying to get rid of. It's Lumathin Plus. Go to LumathinPlus.com. It's LumathinPlus.com.
All right, so we've got Nico on the line in Illinois, and he's been asking about the status of the movement, the Liberty Movement, specifically up here in New Hampshire. And we kind of blathered on during the last segment, so Nico, I wanted to make sure that you had the chance to respond.
Well, I do have to say that I definitely agree with you on your activism. I would be a little afraid, and the only reason is that you are a major media outlet for the Free State Project and for this message. And so, I mean, if something were to happen to you, it would really be a blow to this whole movement.
But I know. Everybody always says that stuff when I go to jail, and I appreciate it. I know that it means that you appreciate me being here on the show.
What they really mean is having Mark host the show in the first seat sucks. Please don't go anywhere.
Well, you know, I appreciate...
No, you both are important.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that and everything, but I could get hit by a bus tomorrow and then something would happen.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the movement would survive. I'm sure it would.
Sure, but there's the difference between getting hit by a bus and doing cartwheels in front of it.
Well, anyway, what we found out is that when Ian gets put in jail, then listening goes up. So it's actually kind of, you know, not the worst thing in the world. And, of course, it makes it really difficult for the bureaucrats because people do want me out of jail, and it means they're more likely to call and say something to them and kind of bug them about it. So I appreciate all the well wishes, and, you know, one of the ways that you can help solve that problem is to get up here and get active, because, you know, I wish I weren't one of the few and the proud of the civil disobedient. I wish we had, instead of three people or four people last night that were enjoying a beverage at the city council meeting, if we
But you had a dozen people with you, you know, lending moral support.
There were about eight, actually, people there, and so I don't blame everybody. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to participate and put their butts on the line. But on the other hand, if we had 30 people, then what would they
Game
have done?
Game changer.
I mean, there were two cops there. So and this is what one of the other points I wanted to make is that right now, with just a few dozen people, we're already kind of on the cusp of really being able to just kind of overrun them with numbers. I mean, really, it is a numbers game. And now,
what are you going to get once you can overrun them with the Keene City Council drinking game?
I don't know. It'll be fun, though. I can tell you that. I don't know how this is all going to play out, but it's going to be fun.
But
I'm
already
having a blast.
I mean, they're calling out pretty much the entire available police to come out and deal with us at this point.
Whenever something goes down,
what happens when we double the numbers again in another year or 6 months or who knows how long it'll take? What are they going to do when it just keeps growing and growing?
They can't double their budget as fast as we can double our numbers, so it's just it's really... And the more they crack down, the more it costs them. As we've learned, people they're willing to go to jail. They're willing to not pay the fines. They're willing to take it to court and load up their court system with trials. And one of the things that we realized here that after being arrested last night at this city council meeting is if they want to take this to court, this nonsense about this so-called disorderly conduct charge, well, they arrested three people, so that means they've got three trials, and in each one of those three trials, we can all call the mayor and the
city manager,
the chief of the police, and
city attorney.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably call all the counselors, but they didn't really do it. It wasn't them, so I wouldn't feel right about that. But the three boys at the head of the room could call all three of them and call, you know, call
have them on the stand for an hour each.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And do they really want that? Do they really want that? Does that mayor, Dale Pregent, as his name here in Keene, does he really want that to happen? I guess we'll find out.
I really
Nico,
agree.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say, but I really do agree with what you're doing, and I mean, it definitely is appreciated. And I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You're not always going to win over the people in government. I mean, if a cop were to come up and ask about it, I would be nice about it, and I wouldn't, you know, call him a bureaucrat or a thug to his face and insult him or anything. I would just say, here's my views and everything, and hope that, you know, maybe you could convince him of the message and everything, but that wouldn't stop me from being active is all I'm saying. And finally, before I let you guys go, I was wondering, because, I mean, these ideas are really important to me, and so I want to spread them out around, obviously. Is there, like, any resources I could read to help me be able to convince people or to be able to kind of get people on board? And then
Absolutely.
Is there any resources that other people can read?
Yes.
To kind of
I highly recommend the Advocates for Self-Government. It's a great organization that is actually designed around helping you become a better communicator for the ideas of liberty. They sell some excellent books and audios and things like that, stuff that you can absorb and learn from and be a really excellent, better communicator than you currently are. And I thank you for the call tonight, Nico.
Yep. I just wanted to add, I also have a list of recommended books and things that I've read on my journey, and they're on obscuretruth.com on the pane on the left.
Yep, and over at book.freekeen.com, you can pick up some free books, some free audiobooks and PDFs that I have found useful as well. Of course, Healing Our World is one of my favorites. Love it. In fact, I recently bought a case full of Healing Our Worlds just so I could sell them at a discount to get more of them out there into people's hands. So 800-259-9231. There was one more thing I wanted to point out about the critics out there, the people that are most vehement against the activism up here, specifically the non-cooperation style, disobedience style activism. There was a post recently that was made over at freekeen.com in the comments section by someone named Jeff. And I don't have it pulled up in front of me right now, but maybe I should before I talk too much about it. I'll pull that up here. We'll tell you about it in a little bit. Let's go first, though, to your calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I was thinking as you were speaking about more activists coming to New Hampshire and what are they going to do. Well, maybe they can actually concentrate on real crimes. That might be an idea.
The activists concentrate on crimes?
No, the police. What are they going to do? They can maybe concentrate on real crimes and not arrest people for water and, you know, sitting in the park.
I think Dave's right here. I think that there's going to be a point where they realize that calling the cops out and what they've done in some cases is they've called them from other towns and they made mutual aid calls to get activists, and they're going to realize that it's just not worth it for some people that are fooling around, which is pretty
much
what's
going on. Pay up.
Yeah, that's what's going on. They're clogging up the system, and it's just not worth going after them. And I think you're right, David, that what they'll say is, it's just worth, you know, let's just use the police for the job of the police, and then we'll try to do what we can with the activists. We'll talk to them, whatever.
Or they're going to pick on people they know aren't activists. Like, oh, we know about them. We'll leave them alone, but we're going to go pick on the usual victims. And that's where the courtroom outreach is going to come in. And this is something that we haven't had a chance to really do yet because we just haven't had the numbers, the people, the free time to get out and do it. But Michael Garcia, one of the activists here, went out and did it by himself this week, which was a mistake. At least I think so, because they harassed him because he was by himself. But the more people we can get out to reach out to the victims, the regular victims, not just the activist victims, but the regular folks that are picked up for things like drug possession and open container, and get the ideas of not taking the plea bargain into their hands and show them the power that can have over the system, that if they don't just give up their power by taking a plea bargain, that it can completely flummox everything that they do.
Yeah,
and
I think if for 1 week people stop taking pleas, that would be enough to sink what's known as the New Hampshire justice system.
Well, I don't know. I sink it. It would give it a. It put a little
they
hole.
They would
in
have
life preserver.
They would have to start dismissing cases left and right for you know, right to a speedy and fair trial, which is 9 months long.
Sure, but they'll be back next month. You know? So
yeah.
I agree that one of the tricks, and I think jurisdictionary.com is going to help people with that, but one of the tricks is to take your case to court. I concur completely.
Hey,
1 month? No.
Thanks, David. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you, as always, are invited to visit us on our website and enjoy all the free features there. Of course, one of the major features of the site is the fact that you, the listener, control the content on the website. You go see something online that you like, maybe a blog post or a YouTube video of interest. By the way, our friends over at LibertyOnTour.com have been putting up some good videos. They've kicked off their the Liberty On Tour. They're in New York City, and Julian Heiklin, the Fully Informed Jury Association activist, was arrested. He's always arrested.
Yeah.
Just the other day.
Again.
And they were there. Our friends Pete and Adam were there
to
record it.
It's amazing why this guy gets arrested. I mean,
he's handing out flyers in front of a federal courthouse.
I mean,
to random people passing by.
It's the right. It's a freedom of speech on federal property. You would think that
you as an
American citizen could pass out information on the rights of jurors on the steps of a federal courthouse.
Until you try it,
and then
they arrest you.
They'll ask you to leave first, which is what they do, and he refuses to, as he should.
Right.
He absolutely should refuse to. People need to refuse to do what these bureaucrats say, because clearly this right has been lost.
So you come across neat stuff that you want to share, you submit it to the website, then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike, and then the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website. So you actually get to influence the site itself. And then, of course, we're influenced by what's on our website because we're lazy. And we want to just go to one website and not have to do any significant show prep.
You're giving away our secrets, man. Cut it out.
I'm willing to go elsewhere, and
yeah,
I certainly do get other stories. But it's nice right there.
Right. I was reading Talkers Magazine. I think it was Talkers Magazine, the industry trade publication for the business. And the talk show hosts love to just kind of, I think it's a bragging rights sort of thing to some extent. They like to talk about how much prep they do for their shows and how much time they spend. I spend, 3 hours. Yeah, I spend 4 hours, and I go to 50 different websites, and I cobble all this information together for my listeners.
The amazing thing is, however, you can see what Talkers Magazine will list what the most talked about subjects are.
Mm-hmm.
They're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
All they have to do for show prep is listen to Rush Limbaugh, and then they just talk about whatever he's going to talk about.
Yeah, Sunday, I did the Sunday show. I had nothing prepared at 5 o'clock. I went to freetalklive.com. I mean, every one of the stories that was up there on the top was a great one. And,
yeah,
and when show prep was done in my 10 minutes, I'm like, I've got gold here.
A lot of the time, it really is that easy. And it's thanks to listeners like you. We wouldn't be able to do it without you going and voting. If you don't have time to add things to the site, you can go and vote up and down on the things that that you like and really appreciate it. So head over, enjoy freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls. Dan is in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live, Dean, Sam, and Mark. Dan, Pennsylvania, going once. Dan in PA.
How y'all doing?
It's a super Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
I got into like the movement that everybody's talking about, like Alex Jones and everybody else. You know, just about, you know, how it's supposed to be a republic and not a democracy, and just how much control the government does actually have over us. And I actually got into this by accident. I happened to grab a book while I was arrested.
You know, point of information here, before we go on, just to jump in with a quick correction. Yeah, I understand the point, and I used to make that very same point myself, that it's supposed to be a republic, not a democracy. But really, what's the difference? I mean, we're talking about the difference would be in a republic, the idea is that you democratically elect so-called representatives who clearly don't represent me, and they can't represent you either because they can really only represent themselves or the interests of their buddies. But and then those representatives go and they make laws rather than the democratic elections or rather than people voting.
Yeah, democracy, I mean, is everybody votes.
The whole point I think I'm trying to make is, you know, like I said, I was put in jail. And I accidentally picked up a book that, you know, it had a cool cover on it. I ended up reading it, and it got me into eschatology, and then that led into
searching
on the internet, and then I found out about
slow down. What is eschatology?
Eschatology is a study on end times prophecy in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been studying that for about 4 years. And
what did you learn?
It got me into searching websites, and then I found the GCN Network through the Alex Jones Show. I found Aaron Russo. I watched his last documentary that was posted on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. That's America, Freedom to Fascism. It's a fine
film. Yeah, he did that. He did the one, what was the other one, Mad as Hell.
That's an older one. I'm not too familiar with it, but
I watched it. But that got me into, you know, it led into the 9/11 truth stuff. And I just wanted to tell people that look at this stuff on the internet. I mean, look at these other videos that were left out of the news. I mean,
well, just because you see it on the news or you see it on the internet doesn't necessarily make it true. I'm not much of a 9/11
truther. I saw the side of that building blow out. I mean, I heard the firefighters over the radio say there were secondary devices in the building.
Sure. There's some very interesting questions about the whole 9/11 thing, but I think that it's all really a distraction from the real issue. And the real issue is people using power and control over others. The people calling themselves
government. Yeah, and the government's abusing their power. No.
Sorry. There is no way that power can't be so-called abused. The whole idea of having power.
That's what I'm saying, is that the power is being abused.
No. If you give people power, then that's the problem. If people have power over others, that's the problem. There's nobody that's going to have power over people that is not going to so-called abuse it. It's the whole having power over others that is the abuse. The idea that one man could somehow be above another man or another woman be above another woman, etc.
And that aggravates me because, you know, it's like, you know, I see all these things going on. Like, I see people getting arrested for, like you guys are talking about, for handing out flyers or for trying to speak out, and they're being arrested for it.
Yeah. Or videotaping a police officer or something. Yeah, absolutely. And so I understand your concerns, and I've been in a lot of the places that you've been, and you know, eventually I realized that the Constitution is really nothing more than, you know, it was a good idea. There's a lot of good thoughts in there. And obviously, the Constitution has either not prevented the government that we have today, or it's completely authorized it. One or the other. Either way, we've got what we've got, right? And so now I understand that really it's just what I want to do is move society toward a voluntary order where people are interacting with one another on a consensual basis, and that means getting away from the idea of of granting people some sort of power over others.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, like I said, I study eschatology, and you know, that's what you know led into finding all these radio shows on the internet and stuff. And that's all that's going to happen is more power is going to be given to these people, and
Dan, I'm curious. On the end day when Jesus returns and the trumpet sounds, and all the Christians fly upward.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to make holes in the roof, or do you think that they're going to fly up in a spirit form?
You know, I really don't know how that'll happen. You know, I mean, I'm just wondering. But
yeah, I don't know about all that.
You think the cars are going to like careen out of control?
I mean, pre-rapture. That's the pre-rapture theory. I don't believe in that. I believe in everybody will be here during the persecution of the saints by the Antichrist, and then after that, then after his persecution gets so bad, then everybody will be raptured out.
No, I don't believe. I didn't want to pick on you for that one. That's why I moved past it. Mark, you kind of jumped in on it, but I don't believe any of that stuff because I think they're stories made up by man to control other man. I think that. I think that religion.
I think that organized religion in general,
Dan, is something that was another control structure. Just like the government is a control structure, it's to get you to be obedient, is to get you to behave in a way that benefits a small group of men and women. And I hear your what I hear with you is some frustration. Like you're seeing what you describe as abuses. You're seeing the people being arrested for just silly nonsense. And is that frustrating to you? Do you feel like there's not much you can do?
It's very frustrating to see that people are being arrested for trying to hand out things about the government. Like there was a video on the internet where a guy was trying to hand out flyers in front of a Federal Reserve building and was almost arrested.
Oh yeah, well Julian Heiklin is arrested every time he hands out flyers in front of the federal courthouse.
Not every time,
pretty much
many
almost.
Times.
I think I said almost every time. But my suggestion to you, Dan, is that there is something called the Free State Project. If you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like there's little hope out there, and I think that there's a lot of hope, but it's here in New Hampshire with other like-minded people, people who understand what freedom is, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And I hope that you'll look into it. FreeStateProject.org is where you should go. Maybe that's your next step. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And if you're a really religious guy, there's some really religious free staters out there, too. It's a mixture of a movement with all kinds of different people in it, from people that don't believe anything to people that believe a little different to all over the place. Anyway, we'll see more coming up here, hour number two, in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.